Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'd like to focus on home runs and expectations. We all know about home runs. Of course, home runs are something you find in baseball, but we also find home runs in other kinds of situations. Sometimes a salesperson might hit a home run and make the big sale. Sometimes when people are giving presentations, they hit a home run. Everything is perfect. It's just one of those days where everybody loves them. Our child unexpectedly gets an A in a subject he or she had been having difficulty with. The child wins the science fair or has an outstanding performance in some type of school event. A coworker does something that we weren't expecting. They do something exceptional. They finish a project in a manner that kind of surprises us about how well it turned out, how well they did. The point is that most people hit a home run from time to time. Some people hit a lot of home runs. Some people only hit a home run occasionally. But virtually everyone will hit a home run in some way, in some situation, now and then. Whether the individual is a child, a coworker, or someone that we only casually know, the question is, how does their hitting a home run in whatever venture they happen to be involved, how does that home run affect our future expectations of them, of their behavior, of their performance? The temptation is to start expecting home runs every time. Our thought is, if they did it once, they can do it again. If it worked out really, really well one time, it can work out really, really well the next time. And pretty soon, that type of logic, that type of reasoning, that type of approach leads us to expect that they hit a home run every time, that they always do a superior job, that excellence is something we can expect every time in every situation on any given occasion. When I put it in that way, you're probably saying, well, that would be silly. That's unreasonable. That's inappropriate. And you would be absolutely right. But the reality is that we all do it somewhat unconsciously, perhaps unintentionally, and certainly in a rather thoughtless kind of way. It's almost human nature to expect whatever good we've ever gotten to happen the next time and the time after that and the time after that. The only point I want to make is to remember that expecting people to always do as well as they sometimes do is both unreasonable and inappropriate. I have a brief illustration I would like to share with you. I think it makes the point in a pretty clear and concise way that expecting a home run every time is both unreasonable and inappropriate.
A master can tell you what he expects of you. A teacher, though, awakens your own expectations. Patricia Neal. Expecting others to do as well as they sometimes do is both unreasonable and counterproductive. It's like a 12-year-old hitting a home run and then being told, "I knew you could do it. Now let's have another one." You are a home run hitter. The problem is, of course, that there won't be a home run every time, and now a single is substandard performance. The unspoken or perhaps spoken message is, you aren't giving it your best effort. You should have gotten a home run. This applies to a salesperson making an unusually big sale, a scientist making a new discovery, a team winning the big game, and so on, but also applies to less consequential events and activities. It's appropriate to expect excellent performance, but you know that expecting exceptional or perfect performance every time is a sure way to demoralize and frustrate any person.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.